This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Pleasure consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA and play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in from Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, according to a new report, nearly half of all cell phone calls made next year will be from, wait for it, annoying spam calls.
No.
How is that increasing?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm one of those people that if your number or if your name doesn't show up, I don't bother to answer my phone. And then even if it does show up, maybe.
Well, a lot of times it just says potential spam.
Really? I don't have that on mine.
Oh, yeah. And it's got like a rating.
Oh.
Hmm.
We need to upgrade, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you and I have no idea about this world.
No.
Huh.
It should warn you about everything.
Everyone should. We just don't. You're probably right.
Like, this is a timeshare, I bet. Like, you should just guess. You know what I mean? Like, don't answer. Potential timeshare.
Do not hang up. It's an important call. I had one this morning. It's like, we received your information about your chronic pain.
The chronic pain.
Yeah. All right.
Last year, only 4% of calls were made were spam. This year, it'll be about 29%. And by next year, it says it's going to be 45%.
Is there like some legislation that went through that opened it up? Or
I have no idea.
I mean, generally, that's how those things go when the floodgates open, right?
But there's always an opt-out, but I guess not anymore.
It doesn't mean.
And how do they get your number?
That shouldn't be everywhere.
It's everywhere, man.
I don't know.
A school bus driver in Oklahoma is in trouble after picking up a hitchhiker in the middle of his route last week.
Jesus Christ.
About 24 kids were on board at the time.
You need a lift, bro? Where are you headed? I can take it as far as Plank Elementary.
Oh, no.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, my God, if I were a parent, I would freak out.
I mean, he looked on the, you know, on the up and up.
He just had an axe, but he said he was a lumberjack.
He was wearing a suit. And his car broke down.
There you go.
Would it be okay?
That's how you get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm. A British woman recently showed up at a hospital in Spain after a night of drinking and had severe pain in her nether region.
Uh-oh.
So the doctor took a look. Oh, God. He found a dead tortoise up there.
What? What?
Are you sure?
You know what, Miles? I would have dove into it, but I'm not working on it.
Okay.
Look, man.
I think that's
sounds like that
news.
Downstairs engine was moving slow.
I know.
Hey, here's your problem right there. It's a dead tortoise in your vagina.
I don't know how tortoise got there and how long was he there.
We know. Look, I would just think if you have inserted a tortoise into your body, if you feel pain in that area later, you would already know the problem. Hey, Doc, you didn't have to do anything. There's a dead turtle.
Right?
I know what the problem is. It's that turtle that died inside of my body.
Snapping.
Yeah.
Even if you were blackout when it happened, can you feel that there's something in there?
No,
that
this is not a real story. This is a fake news story.
No. Are you convincing yourself of that?
I am. This is something he's not working on, and this did not happen.
There is a legitimate, true news story about the guy that had sex with a dying beaver that had been hit by a car on the side of the road.
That is true.
If that can happen,
totally
this
possible.
Can happen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There was a story last week about a deli worker in Ohio who got fired for stealing $9,200 worth of cold cuts over the course of
this
about 5 years.
This is a little bit. First of all, this is bull crap. This is ticky-tacky. This is absolutely one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my frickin' life.
So you're working on it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to.
Okay, here's what it is.
A new study? Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what happened.
By the way, that tourist thing is real.
This pisses me off. Okay. This woman's working in the deli counter, right?
Right.
They've got her, and she admits to it. She likes to have, like, a piece of meat when she slices. You know what I mean? Taste it.
Of course.
Right. Okay, so they estimated
She's like, yeah, try everything. At least one slice, two slices, whatever. She's like, well, it's had like five slices. So they figured out that she's tried five slices in the meat department for the last like 20 years.
All right.
And so then they charged her with stealing up to nine. They figured out how much that would be per pound per time she worked for six shifts a week.
And that's why they charged.
And they charged her $9,000 for the meat that they said that she stole.
No, they charged her $9,200. But Miles.
Whatever it is.
The charges were dropped.
Who the hell doesn't do it? It's why you work in the deli.
I work
so you can have a spoonful of a potato salad if you want, right?
I told you, when I worked at a bar and restaurant, we would go in at night and eat free bread and dip it in honey mustard.
Look, anyone that works in an industry where you can get free food, right? Restaurant. Yeah. But you know what's happening here. They don't like her. I do not know what she did to piss them off, but they were trying to just throw everything at her.
You get a falafel ball in the elevator, you get a falafel ball in the elevator.
In the elevator?
I should have taken the falafel.
Somebody offered him random falafel in the elevator.
Why didn't you take it?
Yeah.
Did you know this person?
No.
A new study asked people if they'd be willing to make big life changes in order to live to 100.
Oh, God.
59% of people, which is the majority, said, no, I'm good.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what are you giving up? That's the thing. Look, what are you giving up?
Not a lot of people live to 100, but it seems to me they're split in two categories, right? There's the person that's 100 that they interview on the news because they're still a firecracker and I do this. And then there's the other half where they're 100 and they look 100 and you're saying things like, great grandpa!
Yeah,
Billy's here!
Normally the ones that have all the splotchiness and look like they vacationed to Chernobyl, they're the happy ones. You know what I mean? Like the Mr. Burns.
Because they've lived long enough to get
the
liver
skin's
spots.
Just falling off into their plate of food. They look like they live. Like they're happy, you know? They look happier.
40% of us think we're television addicts, according to a new study.
Well, if you watch a lot of TV, you probably are.
The top signs you're an addict include owning a massive TV, which they don't tell you what
that doesn't make
is.
You an addict if you don't watch, if you say I only watch sports on.
Making it the focal point of your living room, like everybody does. Hogging the remote and staying up too late because you can't stop binge-watching.
I can't imagine having my couch face out the window and my TV being behind me. Of course it has to be the focal point if I'm going to sit down and watch the damn thing.
Your family room is for everybody to talk together. Your living room is to watch TV.
No one sits in the living room. It's just, that's why, like they used to put plastic on the furniture growing up.
Right, they don't want you to sit there.
Nobody really goes in there. It's like the dining room. It's just
they put the Christmas tree in there once a year.
Come on, people.
A fashion company started selling sneakers that look beat up. They're dirty and have duct tape on them, and they can be yours for the low, low price of $530.
Listen,
that's insane.
If you don't get mad at the company. If you're dumb enough to spend that money, knock yourself out. Just know for a fact, I had a pair of shoes that they started calling feet hats because there were no soles. This pair of white Chucks. And at one point, as they kept coming off of my feet, it was just to cover it so no one knew I was walking on my socks, right? Mm-hmm. You'd want people to know I broke it. My buddy convinced me to put duct tape on my shoes. And really, that made everything worse because then everyone noticed. Well, no, everyone noticed there's something wrong with it. They didn't notice before. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not a $530 look.
No. Mm-hmm.
It is a I will shove quarters in my nostrils for free beer look.
Plus, I mean, most of us get new sneakers or tennis shoes when you get the other ones dirty or stains on them.
Or wear out the bottom. Duct tape.
Apple just added a new app for iPhones called Measure that uses incredibly sophisticated technology to estimate how long objects are.
Yes, it's all penis.
I heard about this.
Just say it's for your penis. They had to know.
Mike, how long is yours? Did you measure yet?
I haven't grabbed it, man. I don't have to know. Mine is fine.
As long as somebody loves it, you're cool with what you got, right?
That's all. Isn't that sweet? As long as someone loves your penis, you're okay.
I didn't say somebody does.
I choose to not live by society standards.
Oh, you know what that means.
Means I'm too much. There's a famous optical illusion that either shows a young woman looking away or an old woman looking straight ahead. Sorry, a young woman looking away or an old woman looking straight ahead. New study found...
Called beer goggles.
Called marriage.
Starts off as an old woman after six beers.
A new study found that your age determines which one you'll see first. People under 30 see the young woman, and people over 30 see the old woman.
Damn it.
Doesn't that mean that over time, that picture's going to change the more you look at it?
Well, that's exactly what I mean.
Say it's based on age.
Right? You think?
Unless you're Benjamin Button.
I'm pretty sure when I looked at it, I saw the old lady, but I'm 37.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
I need to look at this.
A new study may have found how to make octopuses more social.
Is that important?
Oh. How is that?
Easiest way possible.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Ask the
Welcome to Throw a Hoagie to Please Everyone, How Profile This is Played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Clayton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Clayton, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
All right. Now, first, I just want to say, you can fault this woman for a lot of things, but you cannot fault her hustle. In this case, a 30-year-old woman from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I probably said it wrong. Send your emails to Miles. She was arrested last week for stealing a cell phone from a maid's cart at a hotel and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, the cops cuffed her to the wall in a holding cell. But she's 5'1", only weighs 97 pounds, and she has teeny tiny wrist. So as she sat there in a holding cell, she realized she could slip out of the handcuffs. And so she did. Once she was free, she grabbed the keys from outside of her cell, unlocked the door, and escaped. And keep in mind, the cops left her with her phone in the holding cell so that she could arrange bail. So she had her phone, too. Who did she call? Well, it turns out she works as a prostitute, so she called up one of her clients. He picked her up outside of the jail, drove her to a hotel, where he paid her $80 for sex. But that's where it all went wrong, because it was the same hotel where she'd stolen the phone earlier. The staff recognized her, called the cops. Cops showed up, picked her up. So now she's also facing charges for escape and prostitution.
Wow.
Do you believe that this hustling young woman is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Wow. Say it was in Wisconsin?
That is correct.
What does our racial consultants think?
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's the first time someone has said the racist.
Yeah, most people just go, what do the racists think? Right, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She's in the hotel.
She was in the hotel, stole a phone.
Was she already prostituting at that point?
I would assume she was, but the cops didn't know that. The cops just came after her for stealing
the phone. For stealing the phone.
Right,
put her in jail. Right, because John probably didn't say, hey, I called a prostitute.
You should know something else, right.
Right. And then she picks up another John, or he picks her up.
Outside of the jail, yeah.
And they go to the same damn hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's probably been arrested, too, for soliciting a prostitute.
Right. I mean, it's just Wisconsin. I feel like I'm just going to say white.
Yeah, I got a buddy in Wisconsin. I'm not sure if that's a white county down there or not, but it sounds pretty white. She's really skinny, can sneak away easy.
Yeah, maybe it's like
a white people do.
Yeah,
like them sneaky white women. White skinny
like a
woman.
Methy white woman.
All right, Clayton, what are you going to go? White final answer?
I'm going to go white final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Amazing. Unbelievable. On Profile This, it takes us to Wisconsin. We have a 30-year-old skinny woman, and she stole a phone from a maid's cart at a hotel. We believe that she was there doing a little prostituting. Either way, she eventually gets busted, and the police do arrest her. She gets out of her handcuffs, based on the fact that...
Unlocks herself out of the cell.
Yeah, and then calls one of her clients to come pick her up, goes back to the hotel where she stole the phone, and then gets arrested by the police.
Right, because the maids recognize her. They call the cops. Cops come back. They didn't know she was a prostitute, so she ended up with additional charges. But the question was... Was she black, white, Mexican, or Asian? There wasn't a lot to go on, but inevitably they said, it's Wisconsin, seems like a lot of white people. They started thinking like a white chick on meth, right? Getting all
real
scrawny
skinny,
and all this stuff.
Sneaking out.
Yeah, that's fine, but it's incorrect.
No kidding.
Mexi.
How skinny was this lady?
Again, I'll give you her measurements, and I don't know if this is her natural size or if it's drugs, but she's 5'1", 97 pounds.
She's also 5'1".
Right, so,
I mean,
yeah.
5'1", 5'1", so, okay. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys like brick oven pizzas?
Sure, man.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. You ever know somebody that has one?
Yes.
Once.
Twice.
Yeah.
Three times a lady. I love you.
Yeah, and they make smaller ones now, but like to have a brick oven at home, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, sure.
Like either you need to be a mason or rich.
Take a magic. Sometimes you can kind of try to replicate it on a grill if you can get it hot enough, but it's hard.
It is. So brick oven pizza is obviously a big thing with a lot of cultures. Kevin Hart was on with Jimmy Fallon, and not so much with his friends.
I go to his house, and Jerry Seinfeld has a pizza oven. And I see the pizza oven, and I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, my God, it's a brick pizza oven. He's like, oh, my God, you got to get brick oven pizza. He's like,
that's your Jerry impression?
Yeah, that's my Jerry impression. He's like, you haven't lived until you had brick oven pizza.
Bob Dylan now.
So he tells me, he's like, oh my God, people love it. They come over, man. They love brick oven pizza. So I go spend all this money and I go get a brick pizza oven built in my backyard. And I'm hyped. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's done. And I invite people over. And no black people like brick oven pizza, man. It is the biggest fail. In the black community,
it just is not the same. I didn't get the same response.
You got the wrong pizza oven. You got the wrong pizza. People love brick oven pizza.
What is the difference in your impression and my impression?
You don't hear the difference at all?
No, it sounds exactly the same. What are you talking about? People love brick oven pizza.
I will say one thing. I think black people would be fine with brick oven pizza, but I'm listening to what he said, and Ted, based on where you grew up, I think you'll agree. If you built that same brick oven in the front of your house where everyone is, then it would be a hit, right?
Oh, yeah.
The backyard is not the place where black people go. Don't worry about what's in our backyard, right? Don't even sweat. But
it's got a tarp on it.
Everything is in front. I'm telling you, build that same thing right up front, be like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't thought about that until just now.
Yeah, well, when he said weird. Nobody wants to be trapped in your backyard. That's not what black people do. We all just go to the front yard and sit down and stare at people.
No, yeah, people in D.C. and Baltimore like to sit on the front stoop.
Right.
Where it's like, I know, I'm white. We had a death.
96 degrees. The last thing you want is a big oven just making things warmer.
But no one's in the back. Come on. Come on, Kev, give it another try.
Also, go to the Men's Room Facebook page. There's a video up there of Kevin Hart with the rest of that interview that involves a lot of animals. There's a couple snakes, which kind of creep me out. But Kevin seems legit afraid of all the animals.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, he strikes me as that guy.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny, just his reactions. You're like, oh, I don't want to be by all those animals either. Netflix, do you ever worry about people knowing what you're watching on Netflix?
No.
Well, they got some hacks for you if you were.
I mean, what are you watching on Netflix?
Like, if I was watching Golden Girl reruns, I'd be like, dude, I like the Golden Girls. What can I tell you? It's funny. I
mean, well, they say more like you can remove embarrassing titles from your viewing history. Like, if you binge watched all the Sharknados.
So what? I'd feel bad. Look, the only thing you don't want people to know, like, you'll defend, yeah, I like Sharknado, it's fun. Is your porn, right? Not because it's porn, but now that they have the categories, like,
you might have
just like, yeah, I watch Sharknado, bitch, I don't care.
You might not have a run-of-the-mill category.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen on Netflix, I'm like, all right, man, I'm down with all
this. I think it would be weird, like, because sometimes when you read those lists of what the more popular categories are on the year, you know, it's like stepmom is number 3 or 4. Like, if I was into stepmom stuff or whatever, like, I wouldn't tell anybody. And now here I am, like, I'm top 3. Who knew?
Well, I think it depends. If you have a stepmom, that's got to be horrible, right?
Yeah, right.
If you don't,
then who cares?
Like, whatever. Yeah,
but I don't have a stepmom.
Hey, man, you have a stepmom.
Yeah, sometimes maybe just the stepmom's hot.
Maybe.
The problem is how they do the category.
I'm with you, dude.
So the thing is, if you categorize it as stepmom, the reason you're there is because that's what you're imagining in your mind. Because you probably find that same video somewhere else that just says, older lady, younger guy.
I learned about the casting couch from Ted.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you learned about it from Ted.
Ted.
Damn right.
Do you ever get bugged by the, like, hey, are you still watching? Does it make you feel guilty or anything?
Normally it's just when I wake up in the morning and realize I fell asleep watching something. So it's not that bad because at least
volume wasn't on
all night, so that was good.
I've gotten it once during an hour-long series, and I was like, all right, this is pathetic. But during a half-hour series or, like a 20...
It asked you, even during a one-hour, it's like...
Well, I'm saying you have to, like... If you watch like 3 episodes of like a half hour series, it'll still ask you. And I was like, all right, that's 90 minutes.
They should do that with.
But if you watch 3 hours of something, that's what I was like, oh, that's kind of.
They
bad.
Should do it with really sucky shows and see if you're there like after 6 minutes. Like, you seriously still watching this?
Cop Rock? Really?
Really?
If you want to binge watch without feeling guilty about it, without Netflix asking you, there's a Chrome extension for computers called Never Ending Netflix. that keeps the "Are you still watching?" message from popping up.
I don't think anyone should feel bad about it, because to me, the sense I get from Netflix in particular is, if you tell me that you watch a show on Netflix, I just assumed you watched as much as you possibly could before you cut it, right? So if you say, "Hey, I watched so-and-so last night," I just assume you sat there for 3 or 4 hours.
Plus, it's kind of nice. We'll go,
here's a cliffhanger, and you're like, well, I don't have to wait a week. Let me just fire it up.
But Miles brings up a good point. It's nice, too, because if you do fall asleep or whatever, like, it's not going to run ahead.
No. Right.
If you're watching, you know, if you...
And like most good nights of sleep, once that sound shuts off and the TV kind of goes into gray mode, it's not nearly as bad as having the sound on and realizing that you're dreaming whatever the hell bad infomercial is on television that you haven't turned off the television yet.
Man, this sounds stupid, but every once in a while I feel guilty about this, right? Like, the kids will watch some goofy show on, like, Nickelodeon or whatever, or something, right? But they fall asleep in my bed. And by the time I walk in there, like, their show's ended, and while the video's not up, the audio is switched back to whatever I was watching before. So sometimes it's 11 o'clock, it's the news, and I realize they're asleep, but the news is like, 7 people were murdered. And I'm like, I wonder, like, if they're dreaming these horrible, horrible things. That, you know what I mean? You're just like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you know what? Like, TV's okay. My issue is I can't read bad stuff before I go to bed. And then it just gets in my head.
It's more cerebral.
Yeah.
You know, TV, it's like, all right, I saw it. It's kind of out of your mind.
Yeah. Let's see. Rotate the video so you can lie down and watch it sideways in bed.
Good God.
There's another Chrome extension called Netflix Flip that does it. It's it's supposed to help with the very new and modern ailment called streamer's neck.
Wow. I mean, these are the realities we face, but I feel like everything we hear now is just how to make you a little lazier.
I don't know how you could have, but if you've watched everything, there's also a Netflix roulette. Rogo.com has a feature to let you sort by genre. You could choose, like, a minimum rating. Basically, you're just going to spit out something random. If you've watched everything on Netflix, like, get out of the house.
Then you already have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you already have a problem. I feel like if you've watched everything on Netflix, like, some weird portal should open, like, it's Willy Wonka, and now you own the company.
I mean, at this point, I think it would be almost impossible to watch everything on Netflix, Hulu, regular TV.
It can't be
so many shows.
But one thing I will say, and this is definitely a first world problem, right? So with the prevalence of Amazon and Netflix and Hulu, you get a lot of people, and I realize I've said this, well, man, I'd love to watch that show, but there's just so many good ones on. Have you checked out this yet, or this yet? Man, I don't have time to check out those shows yet because I'm watching this, this, and this. I'm like, we're living okay.
Sometimes I get stuck going back to old shows I like, too.
Like what? What's one that you'd pick?
Oh, Trailer Park Boys.
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm rewatching it for, like, the third damn time.
That's addicted to TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's so many options out there. I'm like, you know what?
I have the whole entire collection on DVD.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I have a whole set. It comes in the box with all the marijuana leaves on it.
Nice.
Guess what I don't have?
A DVD player.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, same thing with me and The Wire. One TV show that's been around forever is obviously The Big Bang Theory. Johnny Galecki was on with James Corden and talked a little bit about the show's ending.
Johnny, much to everybody's sadness, we are entering the final season of The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
What is, in your head, what is your fantasy of how the show ends? Wow. And is this something you're already talking about?
No, we don't really talk about it outside of how emotional it's going to be. So, I mean, we trust the writers so much that, you know, that's... I hope it's an emotional episode because there's no way that the cast is going to be able to keep it together in any sort of stoic fashion. So it's, you know, we've talked about it, and we could do the show for 100 more seasons and it'll still be a sad day when we finish because we love each other and the show and the crew and the characters so much. But, you know, it's just trying to figure out when's a classy and romantic time to kind of pull off that Band-Aid, which is ironic because none of us are classy or romantic. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, yeah, we're not going to talk about, I mean, you know, we're not going to talk about the ending, but, like, yeah, it's ending. I still...
You don't need to talk about it.
I still... Who is everybody watching that show?
I don't know. Mike, do you still watch... I know you were on there for a while, but...
A lot of people who watch NCIS.
Look, man.
But I meet a lot of people that watch NCIS. I just don't meet a ton of the Big Bang fans, but the show dominates. Young Sheldon dominates.
I mean, good for... Boy, I saw... I don't remember which talk show he was on, but the kid that plays Young Sheldon... Come here.
All right.
He's sickly smart. You know what I mean? It's remarkable how smart this kid is. And I saw, like, the tail end of his interview. I know this sounds horrible. And he's a kid, but he was really, 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 really smart. He did this little improv thing on command, and in the end, I'm like, that's like Damien from the freaking Omen. Like, there's something about this kid that is just
too
evil.
Too programmed.
He has no reflection in the mirror. There's something about him. I don't know what it is. Like, I kind of like him, but he's kind of creepy.
Another giant story rocking the sports world. I couldn't ignore it. Let's just get to it. They drank free beer. Dilly, dilly. The Cleveland Browns.
Down by three, third and goal. Hand off. High. Touchdown. Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield has this crowd in a frenzy. And the Browns up four. On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield. Pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win. Mayfield and the Browns get the win over the Jets.
Wow.
Listen, to me...
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl.
It's the, no, but it's the best thing for Cleveland the way it happened. It was a home game, right? You came from behind. Your defense, which has been stout, showed up. Granted, it's the Jets. But in the end, it was the guy you wanted to see, Baker Mayfield, led you to victory, right? I mean, like, that's the perfect scenario for Cleveland. Although Willie McGinnis, when analyzing the game later... He was not downplaying what the Browns achieved, but he said, okay, let's watch this one play where they did this. You know, they pulled that off, and they're like, no, why? It's like, because the defense sucks. He's like, but he was being honest. He was like, congratulations to Cleveland, but there's one particular play. It's like, there's no one in the NFL that doesn't recognize what they're doing. They let him have it. But I thought for Cleveland, that's perfect.
The only thing I could think close to this, now granted, the cut, like, Red Sox fans are kind of their own thing, the Red Sox, like, nation.
But that's been, it's seemingly so long.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, they waited forever, and there was a ton of Red Sox fans all over the country. But, like, when they won the championship, like, that...
It was different.
It was very specific for Red Sox fans, I think.
And they whereas, like, they're still that maintain that level, too.
Right, whereas, like, for the Cubs, like, they were always the lovable losers. Like, when the Cubs won, there, I think there was a lot of people...
Everybody
plus,
was happy.
There was a lot of people like me as a kid that got WGN. So everybody was pumped.
And keep in mind, the Cubs never had a real rivalry because they were never really good. Well, the Reds, Yankees fans hated them. Orioles fans.
Cardinals and Cubs.
Well, yeah, sure, I know. But like, but not everyone in America. But anyway, yeah, please continue.
All right, so my point is like how everybody was fired up for the Cubs. Like, the Browns have been so bad. It's amazing how excited, like, everybody is. Like, you could be a fan of any team, and you're like, oh, good for the Browns.
I am a Ravens fan. I don't want anyone in my division to do well. Not for any personal reason. I want the easiest road for my team, right? The Browns won, and I'm like, congratulations, man.
I'll tell you what, Mayfield was throwing some seeds, too.
Did you see how hard he was throwing that ball?
He hit Landry, I think, in the chest, and it just bounced off because it just got there too quickly.
And he can dance.
You know what I like, though? But in spite of all of this, here comes your hero, the Heisman Trophy, when he trots into the game. He takes you from behind. You haven't won a game in almost 2 years. He leads you to victory. They talk to you, Jackson. He's like, well, I want to watch tape before I name next week's starter.
Jesus.
No, you're not.
I mean, I
know
get
he
it.
Has the
same. I was say, that's all I'm going to say. I get it. He's the coach. You got to say coach stuff. And it's like.
What do you think?
Did they pull Taylor?
No, he got another concussion, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, or was it all right, well, then, okay, you got to wait and see what's going on with him, too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know, but still.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I know. Like, no, come on, man.
Right? We all know damn well.
You know,
I'm speaking the Kool-Aid.
Right. Here's Coach Miles, but no, you don't.
I respect you, Jackson, for respecting Tyrod Taylor.
Sure.
And saying, hey, well, wait, but like, right, we all know.
Tyrod knows.
Yeah.
Tyrod was probably like,
what?
Buffalo never should let him go.
Agreed. All right, there's some always powerful people in Hollywood. The Hollywood Reporters have their annual 100 list of the most powerful people. Obviously, the number one spot went to Disney CEO Bob Iger, but that's not fun. So let's talk about some of the like famous people you actually recognize. You know what I mean?
A lot of people probably fell off because of just being accused of sexual misconduct. There's probably four or five of those guys within the last year that were probably some of the most popular and powerful people. Think of those names.
Yeah, like Kevin Spacey?
Well, I'm thinking more like Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, great call.
I'm thinking more like Les Moonves. I'm thinking about those types of players that are on that level who have, like, you know, Steven Spielberg-type power. You know, they're gone. They're out there. They definitely got to be out of the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know, but...
Who do you think... It's going to be an easy one. Who do you think is the number one top, like, celebrity you know for powerful people in Hollywood?
Oprah.
Of course.
It is Oprah.
And it's the most powerful people in
it's
entertainment.
Either her or Judge Judy, seemingly.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Oprah, because Oprah just makes things happen.
Oh, yeah.
She goes everywhere, man.
I go everywhere.
I tell you what, though, she's only 18. So when you talk about producers and people behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, like, think about that. Oprah's the first name you really recognize at 18.
Well, if you're smart, you are behind the scenes just getting your money.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Johnson. He comes in at 38. My man Donald Glover, 42.
What about someone like Seacrest? Is he a name on there with all his Dick Clark productions and all the things
right,
that
he runs a lot of shows?
Of course, he does his radio show.
I don't see him on there.
American Idol or whatever.
LeBron James made the list. Chris Pratt. It's basically like most of the big timer. Ellen, of course, made the list.
Well, okay. Of course.
Yeah, she's the best, man. Yeah, but LeBron James made it on there. And then, of course, our favorite actor, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
I like the Michael B. Jordan.
Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Survey says MDMA makes octopuses want to touch each other in 8 different ways. Turns out when you are pranking a local McDonald's, sometimes it really does pay. 3 men in Wisconsin busted with monkey masks, guns, drugs, and money. When you read about women hitting someone with a fanny pack containing a pigeon, that sounds kind of funny. And Alexa will now bake your baked potato or make you popcorn. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. There's a new study that's being conducted that may have cracked the code on how to make octopuses more social.
And was that important that we needed octopuses to be more social?
Right? I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I didn't know that that was a concern.
The key, you'll never guess, is ecstasy.
Funny how that works.
Literal ecstasy. A pair of neuroscientists studied the sober behavior of a couple octopuses before submerging them in a solution that had ecstasy inside of it. At first, they got the mix completely wrong, and the animals began to freak out and rapidly change color. But
I bet they did, like a glow stick.
With a lesser dose, they found the animals were indeed more social and relaxed.
Oh, they were microdosing.
There was actually one octopus in another tank that they kind of steered clear of, but after they were...
They were kind of walking over. But it's the same thing with people. 8 of us take ecstasy. There's like the one guy having, you just know, like, hey, bro, just leave him alone.
That's right.
He's in this thing.
He's all right.
Well, they never would hang out with him until they were on ecstasy.
Right.
Oh, come on,
and then they started getting cozy.
The reason for the study
was because of how different the octopus brain is from any other animal.
Well, it turns out.
That was really why they wanted to test it.
I get it, but look, man, that's the beauty of drugs. Look, you're not like a deer, but deer will eat weed when it's growing, like all the guys use grower operations, right? And the reason to do, they're not hungry.
No.
They get nice and nice, like your cat, like catnip, right? Yeah, there will be later.
And MDMA was a counseling drug in Texas in like the 80s. Like, right, it did the same thing to humans it does to octopuses. Octopi.
Brings us all together.
Yeah.
In other news, we go to a Social Security office in Virginia where a woman made quite a scene. The security guard at the office jumped into action when a woman was yelling at employees. After he approached the woman, she wheeled around and hit him in the head with her fanny pack, which for some reason contained a live pigeon.
I keep laughing at that.
Why is there a pigeon in your fanny pack?
But I will say this. When you say someone screaming for no particular reason at a Social Security administrative office.
Sure.
It would be the woman with the live pigeon, just as a general thing.
And she does look like a woman that would have a live pigeon in her fanny pack.
And you don't get to say that about a lot of people, but you are 100% correct. Mm-hmm.
After the assault, the woman was escorted out, where she then drew a knife and threatened the guard. She was arrested and the pigeon was taken to an animal shelter.
Good God.
All is right in the world. We stay in Virginia for our latest edition of...
Maybe it didn't work anymore. I thought they deleted it accidentally. No, he shortened it. Yeah, that's shorter.
I didn't hear it.
It was because of the delay.
I did not hear the edit.
It was because of the delay. It sounded a little bit
long. I did not hear
it. It actually is a little bit short.
Okay.
Due to thunderstorms, the area has been fighting through a handful of tornadoes that are destroying property everywhere, one of which knocked down a particularly troublesome tree near a university. When crews from the school went to remove the tree, they found that the tree had been hollowed out some time ago and became the home of a now very angry colony of bees.
Uh-oh.
A call was made to a local beekeeper to remove the insects. They said that there was about 70,000 bees inside of there.
70,000 bees.
Wow. When they counted the honeycomb.
Damn. I think even the beekeeper's like, whoa, whoa.
All of which are pissed and looking for somebody to pay for their home, which is now destroyed.
I discovered that there was a bee's nest near the basketball hoop that I set up for my kid. So we would go out, shoot the basketball, and it'd bounce off the backboard. This would jar them, and I got the piss dug out of me 2 weeks in a row.
Damn.
So annoying. Maybe I should be a better shot.
Have you ever had one sting you in the ear?
No, I've had directly in the armpit sucked, but not in the ear.
Yeah, the ear sucks probably just as much.
How old were you?
Oh, 8, 9.
Okay, all right.
You know, just walking around there, just buzzed living hell out of my ear, and then it stung me, which is great. We go to Cincinnati, where Santa Claus has been stabbed.
Jeez. What?
Yeah. Hoping to make a dying toddler a little happier. Kind of gets weird. A family set up a Christmas...
The whole story is terrible.
It really is. A family set up Christmas decorations around their home, including a huge inflatable Santa that they put up on their porch.
Oh.
One morning, the family woke up to their inflatable Santa deflated with slashes across his stomach. Surveillance footage showed a teenager sneaking up to the porch in the middle of the night and stabbing the Santa before taking off.
Okay, now to be fair, if you don't know why that Santa is there, and someone sets up Christmas decorations, as you perceive it, that early.
Right.
I understand
crazy
that's going to happen
right now.
And I'm sure they had no idea that's why they did it.
Well, I think the lesson here is stop messing with Christmas decorations.
I mean, look, don't stab a Santa either way. I'm just
no, dude, I get what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. At first,
too early. That teen probably feels terrible now.
Right, because I just saw, like, a headline, and I was like, why was the Christmas decorations up? And then you read the article, like,
I don't think he feels terrible. I think he's laughing about it.
I don't know.
I really do. I mean, I know that there's a dying toddler involved, but at 16, 17 years old.
Still not funny.
No.
You know?
I'm just saying, if you've got the gonads to grab a knife and go up and vandalize somebody's...
Miles would do it.
Would you feel bad after you found out that it was a dying toddler that's
why I knew there was no dying toddler in the house. But that's why you did it.
Have you stabbed a Santa?
Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, but we got answers.
Miles. He and the other teen were arrested, being that this was not the first case of vandalism in the neighborhood. This has been going on for a while now.
We did silently chant Kill the Wabbit when we were...
See, Mike, you ask these questions, it's like, look, we have someone to give you first-hand experience.
Kill the Wabbit, I love it. Oh, no. Three men in Illinois were arrested after an officer made a traffic stop of his career. The car was stopped at 2 in the morning, and the officer found that the driver had a revoked license. While talking with the occupants of the car, the officer noticed that there was cocaine left inside of the car. This prompted a search. The search turned up multiple weapons and masks that the occupants intended to use as retaliation against a, quote, unknown group. The three were arrested on a handful of charges.
I was like, if you're going to retaliate, why wear a mask, right? Whoever you're retaliating against probably expects it on some level.
Right.
You know how the stuff goes. Like, they're probably going to piece together who might be behind it.
Yeah, and don't you want them to know? Isn't that the whole point of retaliation?
Yeah, I thought it was the 13th Street Gang, but they had gorilla masks. I don't know. Could have been anybody.
If you want to wear a gorilla mask, wear it to a swingers party. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because then nobody knows who you are.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. For your guess is as good as mine, the random question, men's room rules, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, probably. I don't know. In the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best.
And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.